The show is Live and Local. It's your connection to local music and more. And on the program today, we'll be talking about this year's Docha Chamber Music Festival, Downtown Champaign Chamber Music Festival, which opens on Friday. We'll hear an overview of what's going on and also hear a live performance, solo performance by University of Illinois faculty cellist Dmitry Kuzov. He's one of the performers in the festival. And that's in the first half of our program. And then we'll be having members of the Champaign Centennial High School Jazz Program join us to play live in the studio, along with their director, Mike Allen, talking about their annual spring gala happening this Saturday in Champaign. It's Live and Local. Hope you'll stay with us. I'm Kevin Kelly. That was music by Antonín Dvořák, the second movement of his string quintet performed by the Pacifica Quartet here on Illinois Public Media. It's Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. And the Pacifica Quartet are among the prominent performers in this weekend's second annual Docha Chamber Music Festival. Docha stands for Downtown Champaign, and apparently it can also be pronounced Docha if you like. And one of the Pacifica Quartet members is with us in the studio right now. As it happens, unluckily, because I didn't really notice this before I started playing the performance, he's not the violist, and was not the violist in the Pacifica Quartet at the time of that recording, but he certainly is now. Masumi Rostad is one of the principal organizers of the Docha Festival. And also with us, Sally Takata Bernhardson, who is recently married to the second violinist in the quartet, Sibby Bernhardson. She's executive director for Docha, and also with us, one of the performers, one of the other performers in the festival, who is a professor of cello at the University of Illinois, is Dmitry Kuzov. And Dmitry's going to play some Bach for us live in a little bit. But I want to say thanks to all three of you for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
And I know that you have to go pretty quickly here, Masumi, so we'll let you get first crack at the microphone. And since it's been a year since we've talked about this on air, why not give listeners a reminder or maybe a first-time knowledge about what made you and your friends decide to start this festival?
Well, Docha is a celebration of our musical community, this wonderful musical community that we have here in Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy and surrounding. I was looking around and we were all talking about how there's this, right now, a wonderful collection of world-class musicians and artists and dancers, and we're just trying to celebrate it and celebrate the community that we live in.
And a certain amount of emphasis on the world-renowned artists at the University of Illinois on the School of Music faculty.
That's right. Yeah, I mean we're in a very good place right now, and I think we're really happy to be colleagues and celebrating the music making
and enjoying each other's musical company. And there's I believe I should have reread all this stuff, but everything is still free, right?
Yeah, all the performances. That's something that's very important to us, because I think we want to create an experience that's open for everybody. We want the uninitiated to come in and feel comfortable, and as well as the regular concert goer, the Krannert concert goer. So by making it free, it somehow opens it up, I think, to everybody to not be afraid of the experience somehow. And I think it's kind of cool too.
Well, it's sort of tragic there's still a lot of people that find something fearful about a classical music experience. I don't really know why. There's still this idea that, ooh, we have to know something about it, or I don't know much about it, so maybe I shouldn't go. When, I always say, just if you enjoy it, That's all you need to know.
Yeah, that's right. I think a lot of people have been to concerts maybe as children in which they were hushed or told to sit still and be quiet, you know, and don't move. And I think we're creating a different kind of an experience in which you are welcome to clap when if you feel that it's appropriate, if you know, and no one's going to hush you. We just want to celebrate the music and make everybody comfortable.
I mean, there is still hushing that does go on at certain classical concerts, and often for good reason, but sometimes a little bit pedantically. So the free three-part is very important. And last year's concerts all took place in eating establishments in downtown Champaign. So there's a change this year in that all the concerts are going to be in one place, which I guess will have some food available, but it's not really an eating establishment. It's a really interesting and gorgeous space.
Yeah, the Orpheum Theater in downtown Champaign is the Children's Science Museum, but it's a beautiful old early 20th century recreation of the theater of one of the theaters in Versailles, and it's a beautiful space. And right now it has no seats in it, besides the ones that we've put in.
I was going to say, so people are going to be sitting on the concrete floor?
No.
They will have a seat.
That's right, Sally. We will have seats, but the original seats have been taken out, so it's a flexible space, one that we've kind of configured, and Sally's got some interesting planning going on right now. Everything's coming in as we speak.
The stage is being loaded in as we speak, as are tables and chairs, and the idea is to create sort of a cabaret-style feel in the theater, recreating a little bit of the atmosphere that we had last year at Radio Maria and Jim Gold, with tables and chairs, and people can bring their food and drinks right into the theater and sit back and enjoy the live music while having a drink and a bite to eat.
So I do have to ask, Sally, is it a prerequisite if you're going to marry one of the Pacifica Quartet members that you have to run their festival? Or is this something that was in your background already?
It wasn't presented to me that way.
It was actually a threat and a contract at bow point.
It was a natural fit for me to come in, actually. Before I moved to Champaign, I was development director at a music festival in California called Music at Menlo. And it's a chamber music festival that was founded by David Finkel of the Emerson String Quartet and his wife, Wuhan, who's a wonderful pianist. And they both run the Lincoln Center Chamber Music Society. So I worked with them for 5 years and got a lot of great experience in how to run a festival. And I was there in the startup stages, which really translates well for my experiences here, with Docha also being a startup at this point.
So what sort of big ideas do you have that you're executing already, and what are maybe some big ideas you have that could happen in the future?
Well, I think one of the things that I took away from my experience over there that was already part of Masumi's and the other colleagues who are running Docha, part of their vision as well, was to create a real sort of immersive experience where audiences are not only getting live chamber music, but they're getting a little bit of the context, all that stuff that makes maybe chamber music intimidating if you don't already have that context. So we're explaining about the music, people are talking as well as performing, so when you go to a concert, you won't just have musicians come on stage and be silent and then just start playing. They'll actually maybe talk about the music that they're performing, get some background information, and that was something that Music at Menlo was doing too, and what I learned was that a lot of audiences really appreciate that, especially if they've never been to a chamber music concert before.
And the quote-unquote concerts, which I guess they're technically concerts, but they're much more relaxed than the normal concert.
Performances. Happening.
Experiences.
Yeah, there you go.
We're calling them experiences as well, because they're getting not only the musical experience, but sort of the appealing visual aspect and the food and drink there. That's all part of it. It's engaging all of the senses, as we like to say.
Yeah. So those are at 7 o'clock Friday, Saturday, and Sunday
Sunday's
evening.
Sunday's at 4.
Sunday is at 4, sorry. Thank you very much. But then there are also pop-up chamber music happenings. And none of this is really advertised who's playing when, right?
Yes, we have not been announcing which musicians are playing and what nights they're playing or
is that because you don't really know yet?
No, it's because we don't. Well, I wanted to avoid a certain kind of maybe a favoritism or people coming for this. You have to come and just trust us that it's going to be a great experience, and And I think it's worked so far. So we have no written programs. It's a very different kind of an experience. But you know, you're coming for the Docha experience. It's gonna be a great time.
And I have it on pretty good authority that Masumi is trustworthy when it comes to things musical. I don't know about other things, but those don't apply here necessarily. Let's take a break from chatting. And since Dimitri, you're here to do a little playing, I'll ask you when you're done with the first bit here what you might be playing, if you can even talk about it at the festival. But I'm assuming you're headed out, so you've got something to say.
I'm running out the door. Sorry, I have rehearsals for Docha. but thanks for having me.
It's well that you should rehearse, yeah. And it'll be great.
Yeah. I will tell you what I'm going to play, of course, and what I will not tell when.
Oh, that's fair enough. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So you're going to hear a little preview of what's going to happen within these 3 days. And it's a wonderful project, which is... I don't know exactly who was behind of it, but it was introduced to me by Masumi. So it's going to be first Bach cello suite, for cello solo, obviously, which will be accompanying the ballet performance on stage.
Oh, now that's intriguing.
Yeah. Am I allowed to tell that?
Yeah.
Good.
But you can't say when, so people will come, each day thinking, maybe it's today.
Good.
Right. It's a wonderful collaboration with Philip Johnston of the dance faculty at the University of Illinois and Baroque dancers, actually. I don't know that they're specifically ballet dancers, but they'll be doing Baroque period dancing.
To Baroque music.
Baroque music, exactly.
Well, it's
so. And the place is actually... It's the location of Versailles, so the Baroque looks, dancing.
That's right, there
so
you go.
Perfect. Yeah.
So, prelude?
Yeah.
Dmitri Kuzov here, live in our studio on Live and Local. Thank you. Prelude from, or the prelude to, the first Bach cello suite, Johann Sebastian Bach and Dmitri Kuzov. Performing here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, we'll hear another movement from that suite coming up in a little bit, after we hear a little bit more about the Docha Chamber Music Festival that Dmitri will be playing on. We don't know which day, but you can rest assured that you'll be hearing some Bach danced to on one of the performances. Performance / experience / event. That's actually how they're listed on their website. You can go to that website, by the way, and get all the information you need. Docha.org, that's docha.org. Those events are Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock, and then on Sunday at 4 o'clock. The afternoons will feature, as I mentioned, some pop-up chamber music in surprise downtown locations. But then there are also other scheduled performances, including Friday at noon and Saturday at 1 o'clock. Saturday's being a recreation of the event that's happening on Friday. Sally Takata, why don't you talk a little bit about that?
We're really excited to be presenting young people's concerts this year for the first time. And this was something that was part of the original mission, too, part of being accessible and part of building the audience for chamber music is presenting chamber music for children. They're our next generation of music listeners and possibly educators and performers. So we want them to experience a really fun chamber music event. And so Friday at noon, there will be a performance called Introducing Wolfgang Amadeus Schmutzenberry. And it's a field trip program for elementary school children. We'll have about 130 to 140 children there from various elementary schools in Champaign County. And we're excited to have Kevin Kelly part of the show. He'll be the narrator. And the program was written by Rami Vamos, who lives in New York, and he's a music educator / composer / guitar player / writer. And what he does quite often in New York and around the country is he writes musicals for children that are educational. And this particular one that he wrote for Docha involves a string quartet. Members of the Pacifica Quartet will be involved in that. And Rami will be one of the characters in the play, as will Robert Graves, Dean of the College of Fine and Applied Arts. And it will introduce the instruments in a string quartet and also the compositional process. And I think people will have a good laugh as well. It's a pretty funny show.
And Rami has an intimate connection to the Pacifica Quartet and that his brother is the cellist.
That's correct.
Brandon Vamos, the cellist. In fact, the quartet is fairly sort of extra intimate these days in that, Semin Ghanatra has been married to Brandon, but then each of the other two have recently gotten married in the last couple of years, and you are married to one of the violinists, as we mentioned earlier. And we should also say that Friday's concert, the 12 noon concert, will be broadcast live here on Live and Local. I think that's going to be our first experience of doing that, so we're all looking forward to having that happen. We'll be on location at noon, and then that performance repeated at 1 o'clock on Saturday with a different narrator. Who
That's
is?
That's right. It's Natalie Ellis. She's the founder and creative director of Class Act, which is a children's improv theater company based in downtown Champaign. And probably many families and with young children know about her because she does classes and camps, all having to do with children learning how to act and how to improvise. And I think she also designs parties for children. So she's very connected to the Champaign community of parents and kids. And so she will be serving as narrator for the show on Saturday. And the other cast members will be the same as the Friday cast members. And the Saturday show is open to the public. Anyone can come, and it's very, very family friendly.
And again, all these, the announced performances are all in the Orpheum Theater.
That's correct.
Which is which you won't actually see listed as the Orpheum Theater. If you go to the marquee, it's going to say the Orpheum Children's Science Museum.
That's right.
But it is, in fact, the Orpheum Theater in the back part of it. And you want to talk about the Young Artist Chamber Music Competition that has already happened, and then master classes will be happening on Sunday.
Yes, we had a chamber music competition. This is the first time we did this as well this year, where we really wanted to put the spotlight on the talented young musicians who live in our community. So we had a competition for young chamber ensembles ages 18 and under, and they auditioned by submitting a DVD of their ensemble performing, and we selected four groups to perform in a public masterclass on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
What kind of response did you get? How many groups came through with DVDs?
I think we had about, I want to say about... I think it was actually between 6 to 8 groups were entrants in the competition.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was wonderful to see all this local talent and young people who are so dedicated to not only honing their own crafts with their instruments, but to be playing chamber music very seriously in quartets or trios or quintets.
And I'm going to boast a little bit about the kids who are in the top three winning groups. I think all but one of them are either present or current members of the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra, which I'm pleased to conduct. And that's actually the reason that I'm not going to be able to do the narrating on Saturday, is because they're going to be doing a dress rehearsal and then Saturday night a performance with the Champaign-Urbana Symphony Orchestra in Dvorak's New World Symphony, which we'll be talking about on tomorrow's Live and Local. Steve Larson, who's conductor of the symphony, will be on the program. And so we'll hear more about that. But I was really delighted to see that.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So there's lots of great happenings, some, you know, lots of new aspects to the festival in this only their second year, the Docha Chamber Music Festival. For more information, go to docha.org. And again, the main concert happenings are Friday and Saturday night at 7, Sunday afternoon at 4, and then the live broadcast of the Young People's Concert will be Friday at noon here on FM 90.9. That performance open to the public on Saturday at 1, all these at the Orpheum Theater, and then pop-up chamber music in rather various surprise downtown locations, again in Champaign, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon. And somewhere in there, cellist Dmitry Kuzov will appear and play the complete cello suite. He will not be one of the dancers, I am assured.
I'll try to do my best, but...
Well, dancing
on the chair, but it's not going to be that visible.
Well, I think we're going to go out with a dance on the cello from that first cello suite.
Yes, I'd like to play Jig.
The Jig, the final movement from that first suite. There you go, dancers. Keep up with that. Dmitry Kuzov here playing Bach on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Go out and hear him and others at the Docha Chamber Music Festival this very weekend. Thanks, Sally, and thanks, Dmitry, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay tuned next for a saxophone quartet from the Champaign Centennial High School Jazz Program. They're having their annual Gala on Saturday, also in Champaign. Our program today is made possible with support from Tire Barn Warehouse and Michelin Tires. After almost 20 years at Prospect and Bradley Avenue, Tire Barn has moved. Tire Barn's new superstore is now located in front of Home Depot on Bloomington Road, Champaign, and will continue to feature Michelin Tires. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. We heard somebody who calls herself Sweet Sue Terry, solo saxophone here, from her disc called Pink Slimy Worm, which is one of her own compositions, improvisations. I mean, all of these are. And I actually heard about Sweet Sue Terry, even got to meet her, in conjunction with a band event at Urbana High School a couple years ago. And I thought of playing her now because we're actually going to, in this portion of Live and Local, talk about an event at Champaign Centennial High School. Or rather, it's not going to be at Centennial High School, but it is put on by the Centennial Band Boosters. It's their Spring Gala 2011. It's happening this Saturday from 4:30 to 9 p.m. at Faith United Methodist Church in Champaign. It'll feature a bunch of bands from Centennial and from two of the Champaign middle schools. And there'll be silent auction, live auction, raffle drawings, food, the usual thing that goes on at galas. But, of course, the most important thing is the music, both at the event and also at the various schools, that your support at this event will help promote, will help fund. So we've got one of the ensembles from Centennial with us to play for us on the show. After I mentioned that our broadcast today is made possible with support from these business partners, Busey Bank, Unitarian Universalist Church Urbana, Kirby Foods Champaign, A-Plus Farms Limited Pine Village. These business partners join the Friends of WYLL in making great programs possible, great programs possible. And we thank you very much for your support. And thanks, of course, to the Friends for your support of public radio. Mike Allen is a director of bands at Champaign Centennial High School. And which year are you in now at Centennial? I forget how many years you've been there by now.
This is my fourth year at Centennial.
Already?
Yeah.
It seems like it was not so long ago since your brother Dave was in the same position.
That's right.
And yeah. Is there still a legacy of his that you're trying to fulfill, or did the directors in the interim wipe that out?
And so no.
You're solely your own man.
Centennial's always had a strong program. Yeah, there's.
I didn't mean to imply that the previous directors in between made it bad, but, you know, they have their own legacy.
Well, there's plaques on the wall to prove Centennial's excellence for years and years and years. The past few years, Centennial's band program has gone to Superstate, which is at the University of Illinois in the Krannert Center, where only four bands in the entire state are invited to perform, and Centennial's been one and has been attending that festival for nearly a decade now, off and on. And it's a real strong program, and it's exciting to be involved with it.
So tell me about the various ensembles that you have at Centennial, and then what ensembles are going to be involved in the gala on Saturday.
Well, one of the coolest things about this gala is that we feature every student and every ensemble. We have three concert bands at Centennial, two jazz bands and two jazz combos, and a saxophone quartet. Each one of those ensembles will perform at some point between 5 and 9 o'clock at Faith United Methodist Church on South Prospect. Each one of those groups will perform 3 to 4 pieces, up to 20 minutes worth of music. And we also will have Franklin Middle School's jazz band and Jefferson Middle School's jazz band performing. So it's really tight, packed schedule back to back. The audience's job is to show up have a great time, pay the $5 admission fee, which will go directly towards helping the program. We have to buy new uniforms. New uniforms are about $250 to $350 per student. And then once the audience gets into the room, there will be great music playing. There will be a lot of really neat items to bid on, and there will be lasagna dinner to purchase if you are so inclined to have dinner and enjoy music in the background. The goal is not for it to be a sit down and be quiet while great bands perform. The goal is for you to come in and have a really nice time, walk around, and enjoy excellent music in the background while you bring your checkbook and buy as much stuff as possible to help out the kids in the program.
Yeah, and given the time frame, 4:30 to 9, people can come and go as they have time to do.
Yeah, yeah.
You mentioned the saxophone quartet, which you actually brought along with you, which was nice of you to do and nice of you to come along. I don't know if he gave you a choice in the matter, but I'm glad to have you all here. And let's hear the first of two or three tunes from you. The quartet is made up here of Stephen Cottrell, who is a junior at Centennial, Yuta Nakamura, who's a senior, Tyler Noblet, who is a junior, and then the lone sophomore in the band is Jeremy Yoon. Who wants to introduce what you're going to be playing? Stephen.
We're playing Amparita Rocco, written by Jaime Textidor.
I've actually heard of this piece, but I don't remember how it goes. Show me. Saxophone Quartet from Champaign Centennial High School, Amparita Rocca by Jaime Texidor, with Stephen Cottrell, Yuta Nakamura, Tyler Noblet, and Jeremy Yoon. And Jeremy, I have to tell you that if I were ever to play saxophone, the Barry sax is the one I would want to play. And nice job on the low notes there. Everybody did a nice job on that. Do you all also play in one of the jazz bands?
Yeah, each of us is a member of the jazz ensemble, the top jazz band at Centennial High School, and we also make up the top four chairs of our Centennial concert, the top concert band.
Well, congratulations to all of you. I understand that. I presume you had to earn that spot one way or another.
Yeah.
Mm. And how did you go about earning it?
There's an audition at the beginning of the year, and what you do is they give you a piece that you need to play, and so you have about a week to work on it. Then you audition for the judges. They give you some sight reading, and then there you go. That's your chair placement.
There you go. That's it, huh? Do you have to defend your chair at any time? Do you have challenges where people could knock you out of it?
Yes, actually. But with us, since it's the four of us, we actually don't really challenge each other that much. So.
But somebody, say whoever's number four, whoever's number five could challenge you and bump you out of there?
Yep.
Yeah? Has that happened this year?
No, not yet.
And none of you got in there because you challenged somebody else and bumped them out?
No.
No? So is this not a very competitive band, Mr. Allen? What do you got going there?
Apparently they get along really well and don't want to make waves.
It happens in the trumpet section.
Yeah.
Oh, in the trumpet section?
Yeah, it's very true.
That's the more macho, we're better than you kind of thing going on?
Yeah. Those trumpet players, yeah. A little bit more competitive, yeah.
The quartet and a bunch of other ensembles, well, all the ensembles from Champaign Centennial High School and also from Jefferson. Well, is it all the groups from Jefferson and
Franklin?
Franklin, or just, I think you just said one from each.
Right. Jefferson is bringing their top jazz band and Franklin is bringing their top jazz band.
And there's all going to be at the annual gala at Faith United Methodist Church on Saturday in Champaign. Mr. Allen gave me some complimentary tickets. It's not an expensive admission price, although we hope that it'll be very expensive for you once you actually get in the door and buy lots and lots of auction items and food and so on, but it doesn't have to. But if you'd like a free ticket to get in, I'm going to give the chance to pretty much the first six people who might write to me at my email address. Or I'm going to give you actually our calendar email address because it's a little easier to remember. It's willcalendar@illinois.edu. That's W-I-L-L calendar@illinois.edu. I have six pairs, or, of course, you can just take one. And so pretty much the first people who write to me, and once the tickets are gone, then I'll let you know if you were one of the ones to get them. It's willcalendar@illinois.edu sometime today. And then we'll get you those tickets. What do you find, actually, anybody in the quartet here, does this quartet play jazz, or do you always play written out music?
Well, we usually do...
And this is Tyler?
Yeah, we usually do like classical pieces. We do have some jazz pieces we have, like we've looked at. And
we haven't actually performed any jazz music yet.
And why is that?
We go to the annual solo and ensemble contest every year, and we think it's a lot easier to get best of day, which we have the past 2 years, if you play a classical piece.
Any speculation as to why that is?
We're good.
Yeah.
Well, what I meant was why you think you're more likely to prove how good you are with a classical piece than a jazz piece. Do any of the other groups do jazz on that contest?
No.
Well, that's probably it right there then. if it isn't done, then on the other hand, you guys could be the groundbreakers.
We could.
I don't suppose I could talk you into doing a sudden jazz improv right now.
No,
Mr. Allen says no. Let me try. Okay, well, I tried. What's next on your set list in that case?
Next we'll be playing Canzona, two variations and a scherzo. We'll only be playing the first three movements, and it's by Alexander Glazunov.
Okay. Sax Quartet from Centennial High School in Champaign, right here on Live and Local.
Thank you.
Music by Alexander Glazunov here on Live and Local, played by saxophonists Stephen Cottrell and Yuta Nakamura. They're both on alto sax, actually. Tyler Noblet playing the tenor, and Jeremy Yoon on the baritone sax here on this program, where we're talking about the Champaign Centennial Band Boosters Spring Gala for this year. It's happening Saturday from 4:30 to 9 at Faith United Methodist Church on South Prospect Avenue in Champaign. It will feature all the concert and jazz bands at Centennial, as well as jazz bands from Franklin and Jefferson Middle Schools, with silent and live auctions, raffle drawings, food, and more. And if you do want a free pair of tickets or even a free single ticket, you can write to me at willcallender@illinois.edu. And thanks to the quartet, and thanks to director Mike Allen for coming on the show and giving us a chance to hear some fine playing. And you can hear a lot more on Saturday. We'll go out in just a couple minutes with a performance by the, what do you call the top concert band?
This is our symphonic band, the top band. The recording that you'll hear is Carl King's The Trombone King, and it was an audition tape for Superstate last year that we sent in, and we enjoyed it. It's a fun march, and the kids really got a kick out of it, and we hope you enjoy it as well.
Yeah, Carl King does some really circus marches.
Yeah, this one is almost a circus march.
Which means they tend to be pretty fast.
It's fast and it's fun. Yeah.
All right, in just a couple of minutes. I want to mention some other events going on in our listening area. I've lost my first page here. Here we go, over the next couple of days. The spring musical at Millikan University is called Golden Gate, and it's happening tonight, tomorrow, and Friday at 7:30, also on Saturday as well. The Scott Ninmer Quartet plays jazz at Emerald City Lounge tonight at 6 o'clock. The Parkland College Jazz Combo is at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 5 o'clock, followed by the Clark Gibson Group. That's at 8 o'clock tonight. The St. Petersburg Philharmonic with cellist Elisa Weilerstein is at the Kranert Center in Urbana tomorrow night at 7:30. Metropolitan Opera and world-class tenor Matthew Polanzani will be at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Dowden Fine Arts Center. A couple of youth orchestra performances. The Decatur Youth Symphony plays at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center on tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. And then the Central Illinois Youth Symphony in Peoria plays at Bradley University on Friday at 7 o'clock. It's Purcell's Dido and Aeneas and J.S. Bach's Coffee Cantata at Illinois Wesleyan University in Bloomington, performances Thursday and I thought on Friday, maybe not. Suzanne Vega is at the Kranert Center in Urbana Friday night at 7:30. And accordionist Jackie Daly, Irish accordionist Jackie Daly and fiddler Matt Kranich are going to be at McKinley Presbyterian Church Friday night at 8 o'clock, and in fact, they'll be on our show on Live and Local tomorrow, along with Stephen Larson, conductor of the Champaign-Urbana Symphony Orchestra, who perform on Saturday with the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra. Support for our show today comes from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 2 to 6 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WBNL FM, and HD1 and HD2 Urbana with translators, W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. WBNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. Join us again tomorrow from 12 to 1. And here is the symphonic band at Champaign Centennial High School March by Carl King.